worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys are having an incredible Monday today. It's the week after Thanksgiving, so you guys should all be well-rested and very full, I hope, but not too full, as we said before, keeping the meals small and tight the whole time. How are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing great, Austin. I'm just doing some research on Batista and who was in Cuba before Castro. And it was an interesting transition of power with Batista into Castro and how bad Batista was. But I want to give you a little side note on a few of these things. Batista was pretty much one of the most corrupt politicians ever in the history of the planet. It was absolutely nuts what he did down in Cuba. Now, a lot of you guys who are you're older than me, you'll remember this. It was one of those places that I basically didn't really think much about, because by the time I was 4 or 5 years old, you know, Castro was in play. Then we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, etc. But the biggest thing that we had in Cuba before Castro took over, now I'm not defending Castro because he's a tyrant, another communist tyrant, so I'm not going to say anything positive about Castro here either, except for some of the medical stuff that he did down there. And that was really, I don't know if he did it or if his administration did it. But the Spanish had kept basically Cuba, you know, entrapped as a slave colony for about 300-400 years. And they would actually not provide any type of education for the slave workers for the sugar plantations. And they really didn't really take care of their workers at all. It was cheaper just to bring in new slaves than it was to take old slaves and feed them and take care of them properly. In fact, a lot of the southern slave owners left the United States and moved to Cuba to continue the slave trade after the Civil War in the United States. So it was a strange thing that was really going on down in Cuba with the way they treated the people there and the immigrants and the basically the slaves they brought in from Africa. This went on for about 300-400 years. And then finally they had some turnover in the government. And then Batista came in the early 40s and ran for president. Was there for a few years. And he took over the country later by a coup and ran it for a few years. Now, what happened with Cuba was this. Cuba would turn into an organized crime hotspot. You remember the movie The Godfather, Austin? I'm not sure if it was the second one or the third one, in which they were going back and forth to Cuba, arranging organized crime with prostitution and drugs and gambling and all of the stuff down in Havana. And right in the middle of that thing, I think it's Michael Corleone is down there, and he has to leave right in the middle of the revolution because he's about to get killed by Castro's people. Now, a lot of that was based, in fact, let me tell you why. Brothels, these, you know, the prostitution flourished. It was a major industry that was put together with organized crime. The government officials received bribes. Policemen collected protection money. Prostitutes could be seen standing in doorways, strolling the streets, or leaning from windows. One report estimated that 11,000 prostitutes worked in Havana alone. Beyond the outskirts of the capital, beyond the slot machines, was one of the poorest and most beautiful countries in the Western world. This is David Detzler, an American journalist, after visiting Havana in the 1950s. His quote, in the 1950s, Havana served as a hedonistic playground for the world's elite, producing sizable gambling, prostitution, and drug profits for the American mafioso, corrupt law enforcement officials, and politically elected cronies, which had talked about all of this in the Godfather trilogy. In fact, drugs, be it marijuana or cocaine, were so plentiful at one time, the American magazine said in 1950, that narcotics are hardly more difficult to obtain in Cuba than a shot of rum. In a bid to profit from even such an environment, Batista established lasting relationships with organized crime, notably with American mobsters Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano. Lucky Luciano was one of the ones who worked with Operation Gladio and served his rule, and under his rule, Havana became known as the Latin Las Vegas. Batista and Lansky formed a friendship and business relationship that flourished for a decade. It was mutually agreed upon that return for kickbacks, Batista would give Lansky and the mafia control of Havana's racetracks and casinos. After World War II, American mobster Lucky Luciano was paroled from prison on the condition that he be permanently returned to Sicily. And of course, this is when he was working with Operation Gladio. That's why they did that. Luciano secretly moved to Cuba, where he worked to resume control over the American mafia operations. Luciano also ran a number of casinos in Cuba with the sanction of Batista. Batista encouraged large-scale gambling in Havana. In 1955, he announced that Cuba would grant a gambling license to anyone who put $1 million in a hotel or $200,000 in a new nightclub. This is what they were doing in the Godfather movie. And that government would provide matching public funds for construction, 10-year tax exemption, and waive duties. Well, this place became an unbelievable, just just a cesspool den of iniquity is what it did. And the people there were literally starving to death and being treated as if they were slaves, if they weren't part of this. And Batista was so bad, Austin, that if you came against him publicly, he would have you killed and left your body laying in the street, just left you laying there in a pile of blood so everybody would see you. And it's estimated he killed up to 20,000 people in this fashion. So in the meantime, Castro has enough of us. He sets up another coup to take over the government. Now, at that time, they had hardly anybody could read or write on the entire island. Medical treatment and care was pretty much non-existent. Now, with Castro, what's interesting is not that he did anything right except for what I'm fixing to tell you, but literacy rates shot way up. And almost they have a higher literacy rate in Cuba now than they do in the United States. They're ranked higher when it comes to infant death rates in Cuba. They're ranked higher when it comes to basically, long-term health. They have, and so they have a lot better statistics government-wise as far as health than we do in the United States, which is really odd to me. In addition to that, most of the Latin American countries send their medical students to Cuba, to Havana, to be trained as medical doctors. They have some of the finest medical doctors in the world come out of Cuba. Now, some of these studies I didn't even realize existed, but that's what's happening if you start doing the research on this. So Fidel Castro, I guess he just didn't take it quite far enough, but he wanted to get the mafia out of Cuba, the organized crime out of Cuba. Now remember, it's the same mafia group in the United States that's pulling a lot of the strings in Washington and around the world. And the organized crime is still who is working with the CIA and distributing the huge amounts of heroin that's coming into the United States out of Afghanistan. So this corruption had become so bad in Cuba that they had this revolution, which apparently it got better under Castro, but not a whole lot better. And so now he died a few days ago, and Trump's calling him out for the evil dictator that he was. And of course, the left-wing media, the communist news central, is basically saying how great he was as a president at this point. So it's kind of crazy, son, when you stop and look at the history of all of this stuff and how everybody wants to promote the communist agenda and the socialistic agenda now for the New World Order. And Trump's now out there telling the truth again that these guys are brutal dictators and they should have been taken out of power long ago. What do you think?
Well, yeah, he's absolutely right on that. And also, too, what he's been consistently right about and what we've talked about numerous times that we've been right about and all the alternative media has been right about is we have to stop allowing all of these very, very violent extremists into this country and completely block it off, in my opinion, for the time being. You know, Trump got a lot of heat for that last year when he said that, but more and more now I'm starting to agree with him. If you guys saw what happened in Ohio State, it didn't go along very well with the media, mainstream media production, as far as nobody used a gun, nobody used a rifle, nobody used explosives. But now an 18-year-old native Somalian who basically was here on apparently he was here legally, we let him in this country legally from Somalia. He ran his car off the road in Ohio State, hit multiple pedestrians, then pulled out a very large butcher knife and started to slash as many people as he could, severely injuring 9 people at Ohio State before a police officer basically came on the scene and shot and killed him immediately. Now, what's interesting about this is this wasn't provoked at all. They've already said now on the reports that he basically drove out of the way to hit these people, and then on top of that, jumped out of his vehicle and started slashing them repeatedly. This type of behavior, I don't know how long we want to keep bringing people into this country that exhibit this type of behavior, Dad. I really don't, until enough people wake up and realize that enough is enough. I mean, they have in Germany now, where they've become so brainwashed that they're actually holding up signs, you know, we welcome refugees, and people that have been raped and stuff there don't even report the incidences now because they feel bad for the refugees. It's really sad what the media and the television and the globalists have done using those tools and brainwashing a large proportion of the media. But we don't need people like this in our society. If they want to come here legally and they want to support this country and they want to basically, you know, expand their duties and expand their things that they can do successfully, I'm all for it. But this type of behavior, man, these people need to be ejected from the country immediately as soon as we find something out about them, or not even let them in the country in the first place.
Well, when I was in Germany, in Dresden, you know, a few months back, they had a big protest for the immigrants. They, I mean, yeah. It circled the entire city. I mean, I talked about this on the show, and there were literally thousands, tens of thousands of people in this parade, and they were all mad about capitalism, and they were yelling at me and yelling at everybody else, and, you know, just, it was just awful. It was horrible. They were just like angry, angry mobs of people who wanted to bring more and more and more of these immigrants into the country. And you're right. There's a massive, massive media propaganda campaign in Germany right now to take over Germany with these immigrants. And not only are they taking it over, but they want the German people to like it.
Yep.
And I talked about this on Hagmann on Friday night in the third hour. It's not enough that these Satan groups, like the ones that are running this Pizzagate in Washington, D.C., want to rape and kill people, but they want permission from the people they're raping and killing, because that way it becomes a true sacrifice to Lucifer. This is what Baal required for you to sacrifice your children, and Moloch required for you to sacrifice your children to these gods and willingly give them as a sacrifice to these entities. That's what they want. They don't want to force people to accept this. They want people to readily accept it. And that's the brainwashing they're doing through the media. And of course, Germany isn't Germany any longer. It's become a Muslim country, and it will soon be a fully Muslim country after about another 20 years once they start breeding and having all of their children. And Angela Merkel now is saying that she's going to eject up to 100,000 Muslims as of next year if she's reelected, which is a complete and total lie. She will never do that. She will bring in another 5 million of them if she's reelected. And I hope and pray people don't listen to that. But see, the Trump's message has resonated. We were at the Florida State Florida game this weekend, and we were up there on Saturday night. We were walking through campus after the game, after the Florida State victory. And I said something about Donald Trump while I was walking. Of course I would. And all of a sudden I hear all these people yelling, "Go Trump! Go Trump!" And somebody yells, "Leon County's awful. It voted for Hillary." You know, that's where the Florida State University is. And I started laughing, and I thought, okay, but not one person had anything bad to say about Trump in our little group there we were walking with, and everybody was pro-Trump, anti-Hillary. So the people in the United States have awakened. Now, what the mainstream media is doing right now is they're trying desperately to find a way not to allow Trump to take office. Yeah. Hillary is basically trying to resurrect her campaign with the Democratic Party, though she's been very, very, very quiet about all of this. And maybe just the people that were supporting her trying to do this. And now what they're doing is they're saying that the Podesta emails were a fake, that the Pizzagate is a fake, that the child trafficking is a fake. And it's the alternative news media that planted these stories along with WikiLeaks to discredit Hillary and Podesta, and that none of these stories are true and they're all a lie. Now, yep. This is what they always do when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They say, it's a lie. It's not true. It's simply made up by the right-wing media. And it got to the point a few days ago, they actually went to a right-wing group of people who basically were supporting Donald Trump, and a couple of them did a few Zig Heils in the crowd, and now they're saying that the neo-Nazis are supporting Trump, and of course Trump disavowed that entire thing. But the point is this, is like they don't know what to do because they don't want to bring this stuff out, but they're using the 2 months interim they had between the election and the inauguration to try to go in now, Austin, and change the public perception and to make the alternative news liars. Because they're the liars. Remember, this is what the communists right. always taught everybody to do. Whenever they get caught with their hands in the cookie jar doing something, they always blame the other party for being the liars, or the other parties for being the ones who are involved in this. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're in a situation now where they're basically they've gotten slammed their hands in the cookie jar for what they're doing. But yet now they're saying that none of what we're telling anybody is true when all of it is true. And I've been talking to you guys about the child pedophilia and all of this other information for years upon years upon years. We talked a little bit about this on the Hagmann Show on Friday night. Plus, I also want to cover this with you guys if you didn't get a chance to hear the show. What they're doing with this quantum computer now that operates in these quantum qubits that operates at like 300 degrees below zero, they've taken this computer and somehow, I don't know where this technology came from because they don't know how the technology works. Now, I'm going to repeat that. They don't understand how the quantum computer works. They don't get it. The people who built it, they told by an alien technology or whatever, fallen angel technology, whatever, here we go again, that basically this thing should be built. So they built it. But now they've got this thing cranked up. It runs at about 270 to 300 degrees below zero. It actually has a pump in it keeping it ice super, super cold. And the manufacturer of this thing, his name is Rose, he said that when he stands beside this D-Wave computer, it's as if he's standing beside the alien of a god, of an inner god. And now, you know, this is just what he says. Now, the thing it does is it to the different dimensions and its quantum continuing skills, so it doesn't have any restrictions that we have in our dimension. It goes into the fourth and fifth dimension, which is Satan's lair, which allows Satan at that point to interface with the computer and control the effects of Earth in that computer through his dimension without ever having to come into our dimension. It's very difficult for these extraterrestrials to come into this dimension when it's not contiguous with their dimensional energies. It requires a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of bloodletting, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of stuff they got to do to get this stuff done to inhabit human beings. Very difficult for them to stay here. But apparently this is going to allow them to control the affairs of the human planet, our Earth, from their dimension with this quantum computer that we're building. We've built several of these D-Wave computers now, which is tied directly in with DARPA and the rest of these organizations that do this kind of weird stuff. So when I talk to you guys about how we've given the control of our government over to our corrupt politicians, who've given it over to the military, who've given it over to the CIA and the corrupt aspects of the military, who've given it over to the sorcerers, which is these guys like with Pizzagate, what we've seen with Podesta. They then in turn have turned around and they've given it over to Lucifer through the AI. That's how they're doing this, because beforehand they had to do all these sacrifices at Stonehenge and all the pyramidal sacrifices with the Aztecs and the Incas, all of this stuff, these bloodlettings they had to do with Quetzalcoatl in South America to bring his energy and his power there to them. So now they're going to be able to do all of this now through this quantum computer to allow Lucifer to come in and rule this planet through the machinery. Remember I told you last week, Lucifer cannot create life, but he can build machines. In addition to that, he can corrupt life by combining DNA strands. He can do all of that. But what's going to be strange with all of this stuff, if they allow this thing to interlock, because this is where they're tying all of the information in with Morgellons and the nanotags, the smart dust that they've put into us. At this point, I personally believe, and Elena Freeland believes also, she wrote the book on HARP and the total conquest of the planet. She has a new book coming out called The Space Fence. She also believes that they're at this point have the ability, because of the nanotags and the tracker tags they've put into all of us, to read our exact DNA for identification purposes without even having to take a saliva swab. That's how advanced this is. Because these nano trackers have been embedded into our central nervous system as antennae to send out our frequency to the supercomputer. Now remember, the supercomputer can then change the frequency on the planet and cause mayhem and destruction or hatred or bitterness or divisiveness or war. It doesn't make any difference. It can do anything it wants to do by the frequency it puts into you, which is the research that was done, excuse me, with the CIA back in the 70s and even back into the 50s with psychologists, in which they were working with goats. And also, if you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, they say that they can hit you with a certain frequency and make you immediately elated, immediately depressed, immediately suicidal, immediately tired, immediately give you diarrhea, just by the right frequency against your cellular DNA wall. Well, now they're tying it all into this quantum computer, which is just trillions of times faster than the types of computers that we have on the planet right now. And this is going to be the next artificial intelligence, the AI. And it's going to be, again, interfaced into a multidimensional universe with Lucifer. So it's going to be an interesting thing if this actually comes to pass and we allow this stuff to take over. I just hope that Trump's able to get into these black ops budgets, see what these guys are doing with all the money they're getting in from the heroin and what they're doing with the Exchange Stability Fund, Austin, and stop this funding of these projects to put a big stop on all of this breakaway civilization stuff that's going on. Because remember, these guys that are in this breakaway civilization are literally 100, 200, 300 years ahead of us in the technology they have available to them, including these quantum computers that we absolutely know nothing about. I mean, think about this for a second. 100 years ago, we had World War One, and in World War One, we're flying planes basically that were pretty much like a kite with electric, gasoline-powered motor that was developed by Mercedes back in the 1880s with cables and rudders, etc. Now we have this advanced aerobotics and air engineering that we're creating incredible things, and the Germans basically discovered and perfected, they say, now I wasn't there, the anti-gravity technology back in the mid-40s. And all of this stuff is from Tesla's research. Now, so fast forward 100 years, and we go from sticks to stones, right? And throwing spears, a few hundred years before that, and bows and arrows, to this type of technology advancement in 100 years after we have the stuff happen with Roswell, and we start back engineering this type of technology from these fallen angels. So what's interesting to me is this. We've got to be able to take a look at this stuff and realize what they're involved in and what they're doing. And I did an entire show on this on Hagman for the last hour on Friday night, if you guys want to hear the archives. By the way, Trump is threatening to terminate the U.S.-Cuban deal if Cuba is unwilling to give us a better deal. Sounds like Trump. Trump's had enough of all of this mess because, again, these deals are completely one-sided by the governments that we do these deals with, and we give them everything, like billions and billions of dollars. They pretty much give us nothing. We've seen that with the Iran nuclear deal, and Trump's had enough of all of this nonsense. But again, this is just Cloward and Piven with the socialists, the fascists, the ones trying to take over the government, who are basically in charge, Austin, and right now they're still trying to put their wicked witch of Benghazi into the White House. What do you think?
Well, a couple comments on that. Back to the AI, the biggest thing that everybody still has to remember, regardless, as you were just talking about with Moloch and all that, even with the AI that's created with these super machines, it's still going to have to inevitably, it's going to have to be voluntarily. We're going to have to give up our rights, and we're going to have to give up our brains voluntarily to these AI machines. Even with Morgellons, even with the nanoparticles, even with everything they've developed, they still are going to require us to basically give our soul and give ourselves over to it. So as long as people understand who we are in Christ Jesus and our strength that rests in that we can overcome anything that happens, there's no reason that we can't move past that when it happens and stay strong for what we need to stay strong for. Because as far as I'm concerned, when it discusses Revelation, it says anyone that takes the mark of the beast, basically, unless they take it, will not be able to buy or sell. It doesn't say anywhere that people are forced to take the mark of the beast or they are no longer able to do this or do that. It basically says they have to take it voluntarily. Now, your life and your purchasing power and everything else may be restricted, but as far as you actually waking up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden you took the mark of the beast accidentally because somebody snuck in your room and slipped it to you, that's not going to happen, in my opinion. Secondly, though, back with Trump, yes, what they're doing now, you're absolutely right, Dad. I think the Clinton campaign and everybody behind it are slowly trying to get things rolling, especially after we see now that Green Party candidate Jill Stein is basically calling for a recount, which Trump's calling ridiculous. Jill Stein didn't even have like 1% of the vote in the United States. I mean, it was a joke. I mean, the Green Party, I mean, whatever. If you voted for her, that's your deal. But don't sit there and demand a recount. The only reason she's demanding a recount is she's obviously working with the Hillary campaign or somebody in cahoots with it to try and call this out now. But it doesn't matter. Even if they recounted it and said that Hillary won Wisconsin, Trump would still be winning. Also, too, now they're trying to say that, he didn't win the popular vote, and technically he didn't, but as he stated earlier today, he said if you deduct literally the millions of people who voted illegally, I would have won the popular vote as well, along winning the Electoral College in a landslide. What we're seeing is the same thing we've talked about before. The media is trying to do everything they can. And understand this, guys. If you can look up the patent on television, the actual U.S. patent on television, and it specifically talks about eye frequency, eye flicker rate, and different beta waves that your brain is put into, alpha beta brainwave states that your brain is put into, as the television can be used as a certain trance device. It talks about it. I'm talking off the cuff right now. It's not verbatim what it says. It's very, very lingo-y as far as what it says as far as the patent office. But you can look it up. It's specifically designed to feed you information to cause your wall to come down and you to become more perceptive and receptive of what they're they're saying and believe what they're telling you to believe as truth. That's why the TV has been such a positive propaganda tool for the mainstream media and for the globalists, because people are so receptive when they sit there and watch this nonsense. That's why there's so many movies coming out with so much just weird stuff they put into them, and so much subliminal stuff, because again, they want to let you know what they plan on doing. They have to. Now we even see, now the Washington Post is going so far with their propaganda. They just released now, basically Zero Hedge wrote it on there, they're continuing basically to fall apart. Now they're claiming that they've had two teams of independent researchers, and they're claiming that Russia, increasingly sophisticated propaganda machinery, echoed and amplified right-wing sites across the internet as they portrayed Hillary as a criminal. The paper further names Drudge, Zero Hedge, Ron Paul, InfoWars, all of them, basically stating that they're all involved in cahoots with Russia and basically brainwashing the American population to believe that Hillary's a bad person and that she's a criminal and intentionally got Trump elected. Guys, this is all media propaganda. They're trying to force everybody to suck down now to incite more violence. That's what this is all about. They're trying to get more people out in the streets, rioting, picketing, starting a needless fight to try and do all this dissension so they can take it towards Trump. So everybody has to be very mindful of what's going on right now and stay awake and acute of what is happening, and don't let yourself buy into the lie of this ridiculous media garbage that they're trying to spew at everybody.
That's exactly right. The truth is exactly what you said, Austin. The media is in full-blown panic mode because
they were
told that Hillary was going to win. They were told. Yeah. Brian Williams said that night, you know, this isn't right. She's supposed to win. Blah blah blah. I mean, okay, whatever. We know that you had the problem is you didn't get the change memo. They weren't going to send the change memo. And again, I'm going to repeat what happened. When the Pizzagate stuff came out, the pedophilic stuff came out, and all of the stuff came out on Wiener's emails, all of a sudden, they went into full-blown panic mode, the Satan elite did. They did not want... They're not the Satan elite. They're the Satan lowlifes is what they are. I shouldn't even call them elite. I'm used to saying the global elite. The Satan lowlife, who are the global leaders of the planet, are all a bunch of weirdo, wacko sickos. And the more you dig into Pizzagate, you see that. A bunch of perverts is what they are. A bunch of perverted weirdos that torture children. So these guys did not want the truth to come out. They had to put a big spin after the election on what happened with those WikiLeaks. And now they're saying that it's the vast right-wing media conspiracy that colluded to do all of this to allow Hillary to be basically painted in this fashion, which is not true, which we all know it is true, because they don't want people to think that anything now coming from the alternative media is accurate. So that's why they're doing this. So now what they're doing is they've got their damage control policies in place that everybody who does mainstream media is telling you the truth, and everybody who's telling you the alternative media is lying. And now they've got that in full-blown mode. And so now they're trying to say, okay, now let's go ahead and put Hillary back in. We've already told the people through their theta waves and their alpha waves and through the TVs that the alternative media are just basically a bunch of nuts that are running around with tinfoil hats. And so now we have to make everybody believe that Hillary really is the good person and Donald Trump really is the bad person, and that Hillary simply cannot take a loss, that Donald has to, you know, basically rescind himself and say, well, I'm not going to be elected now, we're going to give it back to Hillary. This is what they're trying to do. But let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Monsanto. Monsanto is trying its best to bury this story. We don't want it to get buried. And this is from the Food Babe. She says, I am frankly shocked this information is not making the front news right now. Monsanto will do anything to bury this story. And as of right now, it's working. Not a single mainstream media outlet has covered this appalling new report that shows millions of people are being poisoned by glyphosate in our food. The chemicals ending up in processed foods like Cheerios, Ritz crackers, Oreos are being consumed by humans across the world. We covered this part of this on Friday. The health of millions of people is online, and this news must go mainstream, but it won't. I'm telling you this, old Food Babe, it's not going to go mainstream because they don't want it to go mainstream. And now here's what's going to happen to the Food Babe. She's gotten on a lot of mainstream news shows because she's good looking, she's in great shape. But what's going to happen is the more she talks about stuff like this, she'll have the same thing happen to her that happened to me. and little by little she'll be basically asked not to come back, so to speak, until she's no longer going to be in the mainstream media. I used to do huge radio and TV talk shows all around the country talking about the top 10 foods never to eat. Little by little, I made enough people angry that I was no longer invited back. Cheerios, this is crazy. 1,125 parts per billion of glyphosate. Unbelievable. Wheaties, 31 parts per billion of glyphosate. Soft baked oatmeal dark cookie by Kashi, 275 parts per billion of glyphosate. Oreos, we talked about this last week, 289 parts per billion in an Oreo cookie. I mean, Goldfish crackers have glyphosate in them. The 365 Whole Foods organic golden round crackers, 119 parts per billion of glyphosate. And crispy cheddar crackers by Back to Nature, these are supposed to be organic brands, 327 parts per billion. Now, here's the thing about this is, independent research is linking glyphosate to multiple sources, including Monsanto's own internal memos. The childhood cancer rate is steadily rising. We know that. That's also from the immunizations. Research also indicates that glyphosate is an endocrine disruptor. It disrupts hormones, which leads to reproductive problems. Again, it makes you infertile. Early onset puberty, obesity, diabetes, and cancers. It's also a bad, broad-spectrum antibiotic, killing the good bacteria in your gut. It binds with vital nutrients in the soil like iron, calcium, manganese, zinc. It prevents you from absorbing them. And glyphosate is thereby making food less nutritious. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. Monsanto is absolutely just a satanic organization, all it is. And it knows what it is. It knows what it's doing. Guys, even the organic foods, you have to be wary of and make sure you know the source where they're coming from. That's why it's so important that when you take supplements, and we source all of our products and make sure they're organic, or we're told they're organic, and we test them all for heavy metals. Guys, this is super important that you don't buy junk products or junk supplements. And I want to thank you guys, by the way, for supporting healthmasters.com and all the stuff that we try to do with you guys. It's so important that we all work together as a team with all of this. What do you think about this thing with glyphosate, Austin? It's just getting worse and worse.
Oh, it is. We've seen it happen more and more, and essentially you brought that up because Dr. Anthony Samsel, who has basically studied the effects of glyphosate on the human body for years, has revealed the extreme harmfulness of its nature. Going back to 81 now, this information was never even supposed to be released. He actually worked with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who released the warning that you've quoted before, Dad, that as many as half of all U.S. children could be autistic by 2025. A lot of that is due to the vaccines, significantly due to the vaccines, and also due to glyphosate, in my opinion. Samsel recently was able to look inside a file that's been sealed away since 1981 as a trade secret at the request of the Monsanto company. Due to his field study, though, although he is not allowed to reveal the file to anyone, he was allowed to talk his thoughts on what he found, that it might be a massive cancer cover-up that's been going on for decades that he's revealing now. Journalist Tony Mitra interviewed Samsel in a video that I watched part of earlier. I didn't get a chance to finish all of it, of what he found, though. And he basically goes into detail of the evidence that he sees in here. And that showed significant research that glyphosate caused incidences of cell tumors of the test and tumor growth in multiple organs and tissues in lab animals. This is going back to 1981. He also talks in detail about how glyphosate directly enters bone marrow almost immediately when it's ingested, which prevents the formation of new cells in living organisms. He also highlights a higher incidence of benign tumors and cancerous tumors that are benign in the outer tissue in almost every single case in the lab animals. So this whole thing that's been going on with Monsanto and glyphosate has literally been going on for 30 years. This is not something that people just figured out about, oh, glyphosate's toxic. They knew it was toxic before it ever entered the market as a weed killer, and they really knew it was toxic before they ever started saying that it should be allowed to be sprayed on human-consumed food. I mean, the FDA and all these guys, everybody that was complicit in this needs to literally be tried. I mean, there's absolutely no excuse that these guys could have even been bought with any type of money to allow this level of a toxic compound to be sprayed on human-consumed plants. It boggles my mind, Dad, the more and more research I do about this, and you see how toxic it is, and then you see what's happening to the health of the United States. It doesn't even, I mean, you don't even have to question it anymore. When you look at the 76 vaccines we're given when we're kids, the GMO foods, the fluoride in the water, all this stuff together, and you start seeing, man, there's a reason why we're literally the most, the unhealthiest industrialized country in the world for a reason, and it wasn't by accident, man.
Well, you got to understand something. This is very important. Everybody hears this. It's all the white people's fault. The white people did all this. Okay? The white people are all racist, and they did all of this. Okay, it's the white people. So you guys, if you're a white person, shame on you for being white. Now they're telling you this was a vast white person conspiracy to put Trump into the office. I mean, are you kidding me? The white people are at blame here. I mean, guys, let me tell you something. Here's the deal. Here's the truth of what they're doing. I'm gonna break it down. There were four things they said in these different reports that came out back in the 50s. They wanted to go to off-world colonies to ensure the survival of the United States and the world. They wanted to go into basically underground facilities. And then they wanted to vent the atmosphere of toxicity, exploding hydrogen bombs in the ionosphere in the Van Allen radiation belt to try to see if they could get poisonous stuff out of the planet. Okay, which they weren't sure if that would actually vent the entire oxygen and all the atmosphere into outer space. And of course, number four, they wanted to make sure they reduced the population of the planet. Now guys, think about this stuff. We know that there's structures on Mars. We've seen those with the telescopes. We know what they look like. And you know, they can say they're not structures, but they're structures. Now something happened to Mars. Now they're saying they were structures on Venus. Something happened to Venus. Then you get some idiot scientist who decided just to try to vent atmosphere on either of these two planets to destroy these planets also. You have no idea. You don't know what happened thousands and thousands of years ago when all of this stuff was going on these different planets also. So here's the thing. Why don't we just kind of take a look and step back and go, well, maybe we don't need to be doing this to our planet. But remember, this is always Lucifer's mantra. He wants to destroy what God created. That's what he always does. He doesn't care about how many species are going extinct every day. He doesn't care about that. He cares about total domineering manipulation. He doesn't care about anything Yahweh or Yeshua have done. He hasn't done care about any of that stuff because he wants to dominate all of us. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy is what the word says. But see, guys, listen to this. And we've told you this before. The reason they're so adamant against Christians is that we have authority over them. Because when we become a Christian and we accept Jesus Christ and we're connected to God through the Holy Spirit in God's dimension, we have authority over these other interdimensional beings and species and entities. And they know that. That's why they hate Christianity. That's why Christianity is always able to be attacked. You can't say anything about a Muslim. The Muslims would come in and they could rape your women and children, and you gotta like it now in Germany. You gotta love them for that. They gotta love it. Okay? You gotta give them permission to rape your families now in Germany. And see, that's what they want all of us to do. But they don't want Christianity anywhere. Why? Because of Yeshua. Because of Yahweh. Because they don't want us to know that we have the power and the authority. And we did this with our show when we prayed that Hillary would be exposed, and you see that she got exposed. Let's pray again. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that this whole mess that these guys are doing with the Democratic Party and these weirdo liberals, that it gets exposed again. That more and more of this stuff comes out on all of these people, and they're exposed for who and what they are. That Donald Trump has an unimpeded access to his inauguration, and he can do what he needs to do to get the changes done in the United States. And I pray that Donald's for real. I pray that he does what he says he's going to do, and that he leads us in the right direction, Father. I pray that. I thank you, Lord, for continuing to direct us and to guide us in the United States and for allowing this alternative media to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Thank you, Father, for all the listeners we have, and I pray that you bless all of them, that you let your face shine upon you, them, that you be grace, merciful unto them, you be merciful in them, Lord, that you bless them and you give them all peace and protection, Father. It's in Jesus' name I pray. And guys, that's the way we've got to pray all the time, because we've got to realize that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, period. Now, that's why I always try to come out, and Austin does too, with all these positive accolades for Jesus, Yeshua, and Yahweh. Because, guys, he is the creator of this planet. Lucifer is the one who tears everything apart. He's the one, again, who I just said earlier, comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He is also the accuser of the brethren. This is the one who comes around and does all this crazy stuff. I mean, guys, listen to me. Stay in the Word, stay in your prayers, and keep praying. That's the biggest thing they don't want us to do, is to pray. They don't want us to pray. Real quick. this weekend, I have a friend of mine who owns a business, and he's got a 17-year-old kid who's got a girlfriend who's 16 years old. And I just found out yesterday that apparently she received a Gardasil shot a few weeks back, and now her entire left side of her face is paralyzed. They're claiming Bell's palsy. And you know the family, Austin. And the sad part about this is that, you know, she doesn't know what to do. She's unbelievably weak. She can't close her eyes. She can't blink her eyes. Her face is partially paralyzed. So I inundated them with information over the weekend on not to do any more Gardasil shots, and hopefully her immune system can come back from this. Guys, please listen to me. It's in the thousands and thousands and thousands now. Children have been affected adversely by the Gardasil shot. We have thousands of children who've been paralyzed now by the flu shot this year alone in the United States. This year alone, according to Dr. Susan Humphreys. And she says basically it's a form of polio because of the shot from the flu shot. Everything they're doing with these immunizations is designed to reduce the population of the planet. Everything. There is no protection they're granting anybody with these immunizations they're giving us. So they're so toxic and they're so filled with adjuvants. So guys, really think through this before you let your daughter have a shot of Gardasil. It's so important. Gosh, it's important. By the way, Italy's Minister of the Interior is now telling the people in Italy that they must surrender their homes to migrants or they will be placed in jail. So Italy now is following Germany's little role here and saying, not only are you going to bring the migrants in against your wishes, but you're going to like it, and you're going to put these people in your houses, and you're going to move out and find another place to live because we have to put them in a place where they're going to be safe, and we think that your housing is someplace we need to put them. Remember, guys, this is one of the things that we had in our Declaration of Independence, that we would not have to provide quarter for the British troops or any other troops from the federal government. They could not move in and throw us out of our homes, which has been a big problem with countries that have been around for a long, long time, as far as when they bring troops into a country and they basically take over the land. They've got to put their troops somewhere, so they love throwing people out of their homes and putting them in. Guys, it happened in Germany. It happens all over the place. So guys, just realize that we're telling you guys what's going on in Italy, and they're going to try to bring it to us next. I guarantee you. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen this happen now multiple times. They were doing that in Germany before, as far as renters and stuff that would have housing, or people that would have, you know, like government subsidized housing. They basically give them notice and say, hey, you have 30 days to basically vacate the premises. You're being removed now, and you got to find another place to live, because we have some happy Muslim men that are here, and you know, they want to basically move into your house and take over and rape your neighbors, but you need to go ahead and leave because you need to provide them housing so they can engage in all this sadistic behavior. It's quite sad, to be honest with you, because we're seeing, in my opinion, we're seeing what they're doing in Europe now is kind of a shadowing of what the globalist goal is to the United States, because we know in Europe, you know, they don't have a constitution like we have or anything close to it. They don't have a Second Amendment. So we see them doing their bidding and what they want to do in these countries because they have no constitutional guidelines or boundaries to restrict them. So guys, understand, if the United States disintegrates or it breaks down or becomes a UN nation or whatever the globalist overall plan is to break down the United States, we know that, and they bring it to a level of Europe now, this is exactly what they're going to try and do here. So if anybody goes, well, I don't know what the future holds, I don't know what's going to happen, that's not necessarily true to a complete and total extent. We see what's happening in Europe. If you want to be kicked out of your home so Muslim men can move into your building and rape your neighbors, if that's what you want, then you need to go to Europe. You don't need to bring that here in the United States because it's not welcome. All these people that are running around picketing, rioting, saying Trump's not my president, that's fine. I promise you, North Korea is very welcoming this time of year. You'll love the weather. I'm sure you'll be very happy over there in that country, much happier than you are here in the United States, because it's so horrific here right now. People have to understand that this is not a game anymore. If you don't want to live here, get out. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to listen to your crap anymore. Everybody's sick of it, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that feels that way. A lot of our listeners the exact same way. Talked to some of my friends on Friday about that, and they said the same thing. They were like, you sit here and everybody's making these comments now and rioting and all this stuff. Guess what? It's a free country. If you want to move, move. everybody goes, well, we're going to move to Canada now. And it's funny because Canada, there was an article that got put out the other day, and it said, hey, if you want to move to Canada, that's fine. You need to apply for a temporary visa. It'll take between 1 to 2 years to get it. Once you get here, you only have a specific amount of time you can stay here. You'll also have no access to any type of health care benefits or any type of government subsidies until you're a Canadian resident. You have to be here at least 10 years, I think, or 5 years to be a Canadian resident at that point, and another 2 or 3 different requirements to even get into the country. It's so funny because the United States, everybody acts like we're supposed to be this open border country that lets people in and subsidizes all their activity. That was okay when the United States was prospering and we could take in more people and help everybody. It's not okay when we're $20 trillion in debt on the books and another, you know, what, 1.4 quadrillion with derivatives that are outstanding now. It's not okay for us to keep giving away tens of billions of dollars to other countries to help support their military needs when we can't even keep our own military afloat and supported right now in the areas that we need done. We're too busy about making it okay to do gender reassessment surgery for people that say they can't perform their duties in the military properly because they have a penis and they feel like they're a girl. This is what's going on now, guys. So everybody needs to take a step back and realize it's not just the president. It's the entire ideology of this generation that's up and coming now. We have a generation that's literally being raised on video games and internet. They know nothing about real society. They know nothing about a constitutional republic. They know nothing about morals and ethics. They are literally a lawless society, and a lot of that is falling because of the generation of the parents that are raising them. Guys, it's so important now, and I talked about this to Lana the other day. It's so important if you have kids or you have grandkids to do everything you can to keep them in church, to keep them in at least a moderately clean environment. I understand now that a lot of stuff is going on with the media, with people. It's very difficult to keep your kids blocked from some of this stuff, and they're going to get exposed to it at a certain point. But are you really serious? You're going to give a 10- or 11-year-old kid a phone right now with full, unadulterated access to anything on the internet? I talked to a friend of mine on Friday. She knows a real good friend, a school teacher here locally, and they basically had a kid that was in class. He had his tablet in class, which, like, apparently all the kids now in school have tablets and iPhones. And I'm talking like elementary school. I didn't even know this. And his tablet was having problems, apparently, and he wasn't getting his school done. He kept playing on his tablet. So the teacher took his tablet. They called the parents into the office, and they didn't know what to do. The teacher didn't. They went on his tablet, and his entire tablet was full of hardcore porn. I mean, everything you can possibly think of, including orgies, everything. And they put it in front of the parent. They said, we don't know what to do. We took his tablet because he wasn't paying attention in class, and his entire tablet is filled with this. And they go, oh, we don't know how he got a hold of that. We'll have to talk to him when we get home. That's, you know, he doesn't need to be looking at that kind of stuff. He's just too young. The kid was 10 years old, and he's looking at hardcore porn all day in school. Guys, this shouldn't even be an option for your children to have access to at all. You're paying the bill. You're paying the internet service. They don't need access to this stuff. This generation that's coming up below us right now is so lawless. It's egregious to me when I see what continues to happen in society. And one of the key reasons why is because we're not raising children. Like Dad said, why did Rome fall? They stopped raising little Romans. Why is Germany falling? Because they're not raising little Germans. The United States is doing the exact same thing, going the exact same direction. We're just allowing the internet and the media and the globalists to insert their absolute filth into the brains of these children now. It was bad enough in my generation with the music industry. That's how they corrupted a lot of us in our generation. But we didn't even have access to internet back then. Or we had dial-up on a small computer in the kitchen. It took you 20 minutes to get online to look up something online. And that was about the extent of your internet access. Now these kids have literally any possible thing they can think of looking online in the palm of their hand that goes in their pocket without any type of restrictions, anything at all on it. So it's really important, guys, people understand what I'm saying right now. If you have kids, if you have grandkids, you have to start becoming a part of their lives and understanding that this is going to get worse and worse and worse, because this entire generation that's coming up now has no idea about anything except what they're told through the media. They get their news from YouTube. They get all their new activities as far as what they need to try with their friends from music videos and from songs. They get all their sexual ideas from hardcore pornography. Every single idea that's going in their brain, everything they're learning now is from a globalist sadistic standpoint to try and corrupt their minds into becoming literally animalistic in nature, so they have no laws at all, guys. This is why we have to become so much more aware of what's going on with our kids and learn how to raise them properly from a biblical standpoint, because this is, and I promise you guys, this is the last generation we have right now if we do not do something about it. The next generation below them, that these kids with no laws, no morals, no ethics, no spirituality, nothing behind them, if they raise another generation or 10 or 15 years, it will be the absolute end of the United States as a country and as Americans in general. There will be nothing left after that once my generation dies off, Dad.
You're right. And as parents, I know I've always told you this, now you're a parent, so you know the same thing. There are many times when I'd be tired or had worked hard all week or whatever, and I want to take Sunday off and not go to church, but I didn't do that. I mean, I got four kids. I mean, we always take the kids to church. I mean, we always take the kids to church, and we always make sure they go to Sunday school. And it's not because I'm trying to be a perfect parent, because I'm not, but I'm trying to be the best parent that I can be. It's like this, you know, every once in a while, you know, my friend will come from Europe or whatever. I'll go to Europe, and they'll ask me if I want a beer. Okay, well, I'll have a beer. But I don't have alcohol in the house. I don't do that. I don't put beer in the house where the kids are seeing me drink on a regular basis. And why? Why? Because I was raised in a bar. And I saw that my mom got drunk literally every night in the bar, and may she rest in peace. She was a fine lady, other than the fact that she drank way too much. And my brother picked it up from her. He's an alcoholic, and he basically has ruined his life. And I saw all of this stuff as a young child. So guys, if you're drinking, you need to kind of like, if you're going to do it, if you're an adult, do it in moderation and keep it away from the kids. If you're smoking pot or whatever going on in the house, and you claim to be a Christian or you claim to be a godly person and whatever because you did it when you were young, guys, you got to think about what you're doing, what kind of example you're leading for your children. So you got to be really careful with all of this stuff. And I know, Austin, when you were young, you used to play a lot of video games all the time. And I remember I finally told you, because Harrison, when he started coming up, he started playing the video games and it started messing with his head. This younger brother. I finally said, Austin, you can't be playing these video games, you know, with Harrison around. This is, I mean, we're playing like stuff like Mortal Kombat and whatever you guys used to play. And so I had to basically pull the plug on all that, because I don't want my kids to go to that example, because all of this stuff, because of theta braves and because of alpha brain waves, it programs and triggers the brain to release dopamine. And when you release that dopamine, this stuff gets really, really addictive. And guys, we as Christian men and women, and ladies, the same thing. I know ladies who look at things they shouldn't look at on the internet, or who drink every night and have a glass of wine with their girlfriends, or who are running around, you know, running up the credit card every single week when their husband comes home and he can barely keep the bills paid because they like to go shopping all the time. All of that type of behavioral stuff has to stop. We can't allow ourselves to do that. If a husband and wife are fighting all of the time, guys, that's no good. And they're speaking negative stuff about each other all the time, and they're doing it in front of the children. That's no good either. You've got to get rid of these conflicts in your house. You've got to do that. In fact, Sharon, at 7:30, after the first hour, first 30 minutes I was on, Austin was on, did a great job on Hagman, talking about guns and what's going on in California. Then I came on for half an hour. Then at 8:30, the second hour, bottom of the second hour, with Sharon, she talked about relationships and the family and the marriage unit, how important it is. Guys, women and husbands and wives have to get along in front of the children. It's so important. Don't be yelling and screaming and carrying on. Now, I know every once in a while that happens. Hey, it's happened with me too, when you get in some stupid fight with your wife, okay, or your husband. But you can't be going on all the time. If it happens once or twice a year, it's too much, much less once or twice a week. And guys, spend more time with your kids. Ladies, spend more time with your kids. The kids, only thing they have as an example with this onslaught of the world coming at them from all directions is you and your husband or your wife. That's it. They've got to be led by example. And if all we're doing is allowing them to grab a tablet and fill it full of porn, I mean, what do you think their whole life's going to be? What kind of sexual relationship are they going to have with their wife if their entire life has been steeped in perverted sex? What kind of relationship could they possibly have? Why are we putting that mess into their brain to start with? You know, don't allow them to have it. I know Harrison got his first cell phone when he was 16 years old when he went to college. Alexis is turning 16. Hey, she's going to be with Harrison. She doesn't need a cell phone. She's not even getting one. I'm not even going to get her a cell phone until she's 18. You go, well, how could you do that? Easy. I don't pay the bill. How about that? That's the easiest way to do it. Just say no. Just say no. They're not getting a cell phone. That's how you have to look at all of this stuff. Because if you don't do that, if you don't take a stand, they get all caught up in this weird stuff. And guys, listen to me. This pornography industry, this billion-dollar, probably trillion-dollar global industry, is there for only one reason: to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. To destroy your children, to destroy their future. And you got to keep them off of this stuff. You got to keep them away from all of this stuff that debilitates both body, mind, and spirit. Because like Austin said, if this generation doesn't start cleaning this mess up, there won't be a United States in 30 years. We'll be in a transhumanistic culture in which the computers are ruling the planet, kind of like what happened with the movie Terminator with Cyberdyne. And we're quickly approaching that with that D-Wave computer. Almost out of time. Real quick, Indian currency now crashes to a record low as the cash exchange of old notes is suspended. You can only deposit them directly into your account now. This is a disaster in India, and it's coming to another country near you because India is one of the largest economies in the world, and they're crashing it, doing a beta test to see how they need to do the rest of the world when they go to cashless society. Guys, it's coming our way. I want to thank you guys for supporting Health Masters. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Take care of your families. Take care of your children. I mean, guys, think about it. It's the most important gift we have are our kids. Take care of them. Lead them by example. Do what's right in God's eyes for them and for the family. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being supporters and listening to us and just encouraging us and sending us all those wonderful emails. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Also, go ahead and close.
Yeah, guys, absolutely. We appreciate everything. And we also still have the Cyber Monday sale. Ends tonight at midnight. Thanks 16, THANKS 16. Gives you 10% off anything store-wide, excluding, you know, sale products or three-pack specials. They're very big sale. We've had a good response from everybody. You know, we were glad to help everybody out with it. It's been very exciting around here. If you guys need anything, you know, give us a call. Email us, healthmasters.com. Also, too, the Testo Plus. If you weren't wanting to do a big order, you can also get the Testo Plus right now, which is a really good product to increase free testosterone in males. That one's on sale for over 10% off. The coupon cannot be applied to that one. Obviously, it's on sale. But that's a really cool product, too, that we have. But, yeah, guys, it's just everybody has to stay strong right now, stay very alert and very awake to what's going on. I assure you there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens in the next 2 months and beyond. But what we saw in Ohio State today with this type of Somalian individual going through and knifing everybody, guys, you can never be too prepared in any situation. Always be ready. Always stay frosty. Be willing to do anything to protect your family, your friends, your loved ones. So, guys, if you need anything, call us, healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.